the Magic Book of the Month.
I'm Gary Vincent, and welcome to Magic's Book of the Month podcast. October's Book of the Month is Journey's End by Josephine Cox. Journey's End is the appropriately named follow-up to Josephine's best-selling novel, The Journey. Set 20 years after Vicky Maitland left Liverpool with her three children bound for America, but without beloved husband Barney, Journey's End sees Vicky return to England. Returning home should be something to look forward to, but for Vicky Maitland, this homecoming is all about the search for the truth, a truth about her husband and her old friend Lucy. As the past weighs heavily on Lucy's heart, other ghosts are stirring, intent on revenge. Will they finally catch up with Vicky and Lucy?
The Magic Book of the Month.
Lucy Baker woke with a cry. It was the same dream as before. The same place, the same faces, the same jolt of terror. Real in her dream, real in her life. Would it never leave her be? The sweat dripping down her temples and her whole body trembling, she clambered out of bed and went to the window, where for a moment she stood, regaining her composure, collecting her senses. Drawing back the curtains, she peered into the darkness, thick and impenetrable, like the deepest recesses of her mind. Dismissing the nightmare, she returned to the question that tormented her. Should she tell? Would it destroy lives and minds? Would they hate her? Or, as she desperately hoped, would they thank her? But then, why would they thank her? Maybe it would be better if the truth was never told.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Lucy could see it all in her mind's eye. Herself, Barney, and Vicky, his true wife, soulmate, and mother of his three other children. It was a devilish triangle, destined to torment them all. And Barney, the unwilling centerpiece of a cruel game that no one could ever win. Her eyes swam with sadness as she followed Mary's every move. Oh, I don't fool myself, she thought, because even though for a glorious time we were together, and you, my darling, were conceived out of love, your father was never really mine. Barney had loved her in his own way, but it was Vicky of whom he dreamed. Even after he'd sent her away, she filled his heart and soul. Lucy had always understood Barney and Vicky were made for each other, and Lucy could never take the other woman's place, nor would she want to. Vicky had been his first and only love. Just as you were mine, she thought.
The Magic Book of the Month.
The crumpled letter slipped from his grasp and fell to the ground. And as it did so, the door opened and there stood Vicky, alerted by his cries and looking shocked to see him so upset. Before he could prepare himself, she'd walked towards him, on the way recovering the crumpled envelope from the floor. What is it, Leonard? She asked worriedly. I heard you cry out. What's wrong? Has something happened? Is it Ronnie? Of all her children, it was always Ronnie that she worried about the most. Realizing there was no way back, Leonard looked up with haggard eyes. I'm so sorry, my dear. So terribly sorry. Holding out the letter, he pleaded forlornly, read it. Read them both, and I hope you can find the generosity of heart to forgive me. Confused and anxious, she took the letter from him, and as she prepared to read it, he could see his whole life slipping away.
The Magic Book of the Month.
For a long moment, Lucy lapsed into silence, her mind alive with the past. Then in a fearful voice, she asked, "What do you think happened to Edward Trent?" Adam snorted with disgust. We can only hope and pray he's already got his comeuppance. A man like that must incur enemies and loathing wherever he goes. "Well, why do you think they never caught him after he... Her voice broke. "Because like all rats, he knows all the dark places where he can scurry away and hide. Do you think he's still alive?" Adam shook his head. Who knows, if there's any justice, he'll be rotting in the fires of hell where he belongs. Lucy turned away, her face cold and set with loathing. I don't want to talk about it anymore, she replied quietly. Realizing that Lucy had put up the barriers and he had no chance of getting close, Adam departed.
The Magic Book of the Month.
Lucy's memories were vivid as always. After little Jamie's second birthday party on that joyous November night, Trent had appeared at her cottage, wanting her back, beseeching her to leave Liverpool with him. Then when he realized that her love had turned to hate, he'd snatched her child and disappeared into the night. Mortally afraid for little Jamie, Lucy had pursued him, but he was like a madman fleeing through the pitch-dark fields. Stumbling and calling, she had gone after him, but he was always a distance away. And then he was crossing the river, carrying the child over the slippery boulders that straddled the water above the weir, now in full flood. Screaming hysterically, Lucy had followed him, and it was while grappling with him that Edward Trent began to lose his footing in the raging torrent. Journey's End, the new novel by Josephine Cox, is a powerful story spanning continents, decades, and generations of one family.
For more details of this and other great reads, visit magic.co.uk.